Connected. This is your host, Tom Anderson. When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Make sense of it all. A goes to B, goes to C, goes to D. Make the connection. 1 + 1 = 2. 1 for me, 1 for you. Observatories being closed down by the FBI. Have you heard it? It's happening. It's that crazy government world again, trying to prevent us from hearing the truth about something going on in the sun. And observatories across the USA, maybe other places too, were being closed down by the FBI. Unbelievable. They're still trying to cheat us out of what's really going on. And it's just annoying, you know? Where's President Trump on this? How dare he allow this to happen? Well, I don't like it. And they better open up those observatories again. And hey, do you know that the Vatican has an observatory? I think it's in Arizona. Now, what could they possibly be looking for in the sky that they need an observatory for? Well, we still can look out in the sky as long as the sky is clear. But, you know, too many places have been chemtrailed to the point where you can barely see the stars anymore. But, hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. In case you were listening before, hey, the preceding show on BBS Radio, some people I know, Dr. Hertok and his wife. I haven't seen them in years, but what a pleasure it was to meet him. And that gentleman, Dr. Ibrahim, that was talking about important information. Hey, we all know that pyramids have energy. Well, at least most of us do. It's called pyramid power. But he made a good point about streams, at least two streams flowing underneath a monument gives it, the monument, its power. And it's all related to the angles of which the streams pass each other too, apparently. So we have geometry involved. And then Dr. Hertok, whom I've met, I have an autographed signed book by him too, is Keith Zenock. He made some good points. He brought up the points about the F-sharp to the A-sharp note in relation to the pyramids and some experiments he did. What he didn't tell you about was the time he mentioned the photograph there, but he didn't mention that I had heard in a personal lecture one of the times I met him that it was the ringing of the F-sharp note caused the burst of light inside the pyramid. And it works on other pyramids too. He had the same success over the experiment in Mexico. But inside the Great Pyramid, it was the F-sharp note ringing, caused a burst of light to happen, and that was the photograph he was talking about in the last show. So very interesting information. And while I'm talking about Dr. Hertok, one of the greatest books ever written, The Keys of Enoch, answers so many riddles that people have been debating, especially religious people for all time. Hey, we all heard about it became known as the devil's number 666, originally quoted in the Bible as man's number 666, and then it became known as the devil's number 666. It shows up in movies once in a while. But in the book, The Keys of Enoch, it's written that the riddle of 666 is a force field for the physical reality that we're existing in now in 3D, though some say we've already shifted beyond 3D, but we're talking about the physical common reality. That's what 666 refers to. It's a number relating to a force field. And it's also mentioned in that book, The Keys of Enoch, that the Pleiadians are going to be manifesting a 7-7 force field, and eventually will be hooked in with an 8-8 force field. You know? So the force fields, the numbers are three of them together. 666, 777, and 888 is the Jesus Jumata force field, as it's called. While on the dimensional level, third physical reality, third dimension, and we're moving up into the fifth dimension. Well, so so much for that technical information. But while I'm still, for those of you who don't know it, Dr. Hertog, and his wife, they have the Academy of Future Sciences. And they have deciphered biblical scriptures, and they give you some real meaningful interpretations and how it connects with the brotherhoods of light. And we still have a lot of dots to connect here. We, you know, I'm following people on Twitter that represent the Galactic Federation of Light. Is this the same thing as the one of the Brotherhoods of Light? I mean, Dr. Hertog talks about the 70 Brothers of Light coming here. So I'm sure the Galactic Federation are part of that 70, but then there's the Great White Brotherhood, and there's quite an extensive group of ETs. But what's mostly amazing that he has a lot of diagrams in his book, The Keys of Enoch. You know, I have to say, it's one of my favorite books. And they have the picture of, and you have to talk, hey, this is the show, Connect the Dots, and I'm connecting it for you here. There's a picture in the book of The Keys of Enoch that shows the multi-stage Merkaba-forming tri-pyramidal command vehicle. Wow. But the shape of it, it's the exact, when you're looking down at a linear depiction of that vehicle, it's the exact same shape that the United Nations, I mean, the NATO flag has. Now, that is beyond coincidence. It's an exact duplicate. So, what is that saying? That NATO knows about extraterrestrials? Or was that just put there by some very knowledgeable person to say, hey, this is a good model, but it's teaching us about something that's known as a multi-stage Merkaba-forming tri-pyramidal command vehicle? And because I've studied that book quite a bit, The Keys of Enoch, what we're basically talking about, that type of command vehicle is used to modulate space. And they project frequencies, and they use pyramids, and they use cubes, and they use cylinder cones, and projecting sound waves, color waves, and they combine two realities into one. And they kind of zip them together, and the vehicle can go in and out at will. Well, just when you thought you knew it all, I just threw a hundred other things into the picture here. But this is all important information because we're going to have to be learning about it in the near future. Those of us that want to understand what's going on, and there's a lot going on right now. Just to give everybody a quick review. But I'll give you a chance to talk too. Hey, the phone number here is 888-627-6008. You know, call up and you connect the dots. And I'll listen and I'll just play along with whatever you're talking about there. But that is very important information. And what else was in the last show that was talked about that kind of new information that was never really put out there, first time I heard some of this thing, that compression waves are the healing factors of, let's say, a pyramid chamber that might be used for a healing factor. It's compression waves that do the healing, not electromagnetic frequencies. And a good point was made that compression waves travel faster than the speed of light. Electromagnetic radiations are limited to the speed of light. And compression waves go into and out of all frequencies. And then, of course, we could even connect that more with quartz crystals, because quartz crystals, as I've been told, I haven't had the time to do the experiment myself, nor could I possibly, or anybody else probably, but quartz crystals are capable of interacting with every frequency in existence in the universe. Hey, it's an important bit of information to know. And what else was mentioned? The word acoustical physics, using sound. And what was really interesting, but we didn't get a good description of it, was Dr. Ibram was talking about how they were having a lot of bad effects on living beings, humans, over in Egypt there with the bad frequencies from the electromagnetic radiations coming out of cell phone towers and stuff, which will lead us into 5G in a minute. But he mentioned that with his knowledge of using shapes, he was able to put focus different shapes pointing towards the cell phone towers and negate the negativity of the frequencies. And there was some dramatic good results witnessed by all around. And it happened in a very short time. Now, we need stuff like that in the U.S. Believe me, we need it. And there were several ways to do it. He was talking about a lot of little small shapes, but you really, I guess, have to have the knowledge to know what shapes to be focusing against the antenna arrays. And we ought to get working on this fast, because 5G is coming your way. They're going to fry you in your home. I have to say this every week. Is there anybody out there listening that understands the horror of the 5G? Well, I have to tell you about it, because maybe you don't understand. It's kill frequencies, microwaving the water molecules in your body at 92,000 times per second. That's enough to cook a goose. Your goose will be cooked, so will your family, and so will your friends and your loved ones, and everybody is going to get cooked if this is allowed to be go online, as they say. Out here on the East Coast, they have all the wires up, all the gadgets, except for the final little tiny broadcaster piece that they're going to put in front of everybody's house and all in the schoolyards and stuff. And believe me, this is a deliberate genocide against the human race. Who's behind it? We know who's behind it. All the reptilians, Anunnaki, false gods, Alpha Draconians, and all the other bad ETs out there, the nasty grays, and you name it. And they all want to get rid of the human race, because they want our planet, just like in every science fiction movie. The no good rotten ETs want to steal our materials, because Earth is a precious jewel filled with wonderful things. And they believe it's free for the taking. They believe they own our planet. And they enslaved the human race for so long that we don't even know we're enslaved. But go look it up. You'll see. There's a lot of talk about it now. And we're all getting tired of the stupid government that wants to pretend none of this is happening, none of it's real. I mean, if I was president of the United States, I'd put everyone to the test. Are you going to talk the truth, or just get out? We don't want no liars or deceivers. We're tired of your BS. We don't want no bribe takers. Hey, and by the way, I am a 2020 presidential candidate. In fact, everybody in the United States should vote for me because I'm the first person ever voting who's not a phony politician. I'm non-political. I hate politics. But I love solutions, and I'm good at solutions. Solutions to all the problems are so damn easy, it's unbelievable. Only reason they're not being solved, too much bribe money going around to keep the bad stuff there because there's still that concerted effort of bad ETs that want to kill us all. I mean, this is where it's at, you know? Let's start talking the truth. Let's just spill the beans, as the saying goes. Because time is getting short. We can't tolerate this bullshit no more. That's it. I said it. But we can't tolerate it because that is, you know, it's ruining everything. It's ruining everybody's lives. And for what? So a few rich people can rule over other people, and these rich people don't even realize they are serving aliens from another world. They're serving demonic beings from other dimensions. And they think they're in charge. It's going to be a rude awakening for them. Some of them know that they're rotten, no good so-and-sos. And they're probably worried that the Galactic Federation is going to pull them out of here and toss them in the sun, the big sun cooker. That's what apparently gets done with bad guys. That's fine with us. We want to get those bad guys off our world, you know? And every day when I go on Twitter, I'm like annoyed. I'm tired of hearing this, waiting for the event, waiting for this to happen. Well, you know, I'm an impatient person. I want things to happen fast, immediately. Hey, I grew up in this world, United States, media gratification, you know? I understand that concept. Maybe VTs don't, especially if you're living out there with an eternal life and, you know, well, we got this short life here on Earth. Well, we want things to happen instantly. And I'm a person that doesn't take no for an answer. And believe me, if I had my say in this matter, the problems would have been solved already. The bad guys would have been moved already. And believe me, it can be done a lot faster. And I'm qualified to say that because in my life, every time I saw a situation where, well, look, this is going to take a long time, you know, I made an effort to make it go faster, and it ended up going faster. So I have a great track record, and I don't buy this stuff that has to take that slow. Yeah, sometimes it does, but you still can always make an attempt to make it go faster, and that's what I'm saying. You know, I thank the Galactic Federation of Light, Arcturians, Pleiadians, Syrians, and all the other good guys that are here to help us out, but believe me, I'm still going to ask you, can you pick up the pace? Because, you know, the house is on fire here, and you're telling us you're waiting for the traffic light to turn green. Well, that doesn't cut it, man. You know, 5G can be destroying the lives of millions and millions, maybe billions of people in a short number of weeks. It could be online. It could be probably online before the end of this year in some places, and then eventually it's going to get everywhere, and people are, you know, stupid government is going to wait until millions and billions of people die, and they'll say, yeah, something's wrong here, you know? But we can't wait for them to allow us to be killed, just like they allowed the 9/11 tragedy to happen. Many people knew it was going to happen. Everybody kept their mouths shut and let the dirty deed go down the way it did. And we can't tolerate that kind of crap anymore. You know, we're getting sick of this war nonsense, you know? It's all being orchestrated on purpose, and they're using electromagnetic pulses and all kinds of microwave frequencies to get everybody enraged and angered, and they're making one bad decision over another because bribe money is telling them to. That one, sick of it, you know? If you're sick of it, hey, call in. Number here is 888-627-6008. Or, you know, if you're listening through your tablet or personal computer, hey, the phone number's up here. I don't have to tell you. And this is a call-in show. And moving right along, I just wanted to mention again, it's a story worth mentioning, the story of Valiant Thor. I came across it on the internet recently, a video. The YouTube videos are very informative. If you got nothing to do, start watching them. And so the video I was watching mentioned that, Valiant Thor was from Venus. He met with President Eisenhower, but it said it happened on March 16, 1957. And he stayed for approximately 3 years at the Pentagon. When I originally heard the story, long, long time ago, it was 1953 he came here and met with President Eisenhower. So, there we go again. Different sets of information. And like I've said before in other shows, I'm listening to these tweeters on Twitter. Tweeters on Twitter. Representing the Pleiadians, representing the Syrians, the Galactic Federation of Light, the Galactic Confederation, and they're dealing with different sets of information like that. And I've come across long before they started showing their faces on Twitter and or showing their communication skills, should I say. I haven't seen their faces. Occasionally they put up these like cartoon images of what they're, something similar to what they look like. But I don't know for sure. We'll have to ask people that have actually met them. I've met a couple of people in life, they could have been ETs. They had certain unusual characteristics about them, and they had certain unusual events happening in their lives. But I can't say for sure. But anyhow, there's different groups working with different sets of information. What did I pick up? Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL, if you're on Twitter, is the abbreviation for it, capital GFOL. Said they've been having the war with the bad guys for 8 million years. Wow. That goes back pretty far, but does their memory go back 8 million years? You know, some of these beings, I don't know, what is their lifespan? You know, we heard the Anunnaki had lifespans of like 100,000 years or something like that. But what is the life? Are these eternal beings already? Are the Pleiadians eternal beings? Are the Syrians eternal beings? Questions that need to be answered still. And what about the bad guys? Are the Alpha Draconians? The Zeta Reticuli or whatever that group is. I just can't pronounce it probably, but the Lyrans. I mean, how many of these beings are living in eternal existence already? Or you know, haven't evolved that far yet? But it's something to think about. And I, for one, can't wait to get into the afterlife. Because I want to be in that eternal existence. One less thing to have to be concerned about. Well, so much for that. Now, let me just tell you something, everybody. This is going to blow your mind, but, you know, you can travel around the world quite easily on the internet, go visit different places, and I like viewing things about London, and this was on a billboard, recent billboard, on the side of a famous train station in London, and this is exactly what this giant billboard says. It said, "Brain implant lets parents monitor teens." And they had some little tiny phone number to call or something like that. I couldn't believe it. In England, I mean, United Kingdom, Great Britain, you know, or London, England. Giant billboard, and that's what it says. Brain implant lets parents monitor teens. And there's like a little phone number that I couldn't make out. So is that, are they advertising for parents to get their kids to have brain implants so they can monitor where their children are going? I mean, it's unbelievable. And this is on a billboard. Giant billboard on the side of a famous big train station in London, England. What the hell is going on there? You know? Unbelievable. Brain implant lets parents monitor teens. I mean, that's the only thing I can figure out. They're offering parents to pay money to have your child have an implant stuck in their brain so you can monitor them wherever they go. Sick, but, you know, it's there. It's happening now. What extent these evil ETs will go to mess up our human race? And there's people walking around with chips in their bodies already. Here they can. You got to be careful. You go to the hospital or something. You don't know that. Even the doctors and nurses, they don't know what they're giving you. You could be they could be chipping people, everybody who's in the hospitals, and you won't even know it. And then some of these chips can be used to mind control you. Yeah? You've got to be careful. In fact, I don't understand why people are so willing to allow doctors and nurses or whatever to stick needles and inject stuff in you. Forget it. I don't want any part of that. You know, really. I don't volunteer for those things, and believe me, I know so much now, I'd rather die than have a doctor stick a needle in me. That's right. That's how much I understand how bad things are. You can't trust anybody anymore, especially doctors. And if you look, if you've watched enough movies starting with the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, there's always, in the 70s, there's always these doctors giving people needles to put them to sleep or something, a sedatives, and then they do something bad to the people they put to sleep. So that's telling you they're kind of like, you know, it's warning you not to trust doctors giving you needles. And how many mistakes are made in hospitals? Plus, now we have so many bad things going on behind the scenes. People are being given tainted vaccines. That's another thing. Forget it. If you allow yourself to get talked into taking a vaccine, boy, you are not too smart, let me tell you. And I say it all the time. I even tweet it out there. There is no logical reason for vaccines. I'll debate that with anybody. Hey, number 388-627-6008. Because when you have an understanding how a human body works and all the overlays of spirit and other invisible forces that make up a human existence, vaccines are insanity. There's no logic to it. Only people that don't have a good understanding of what makes up a human being and how a human organism actually functions and all the things you need to consider, you would never think of a vaccine. It shows you, and the people who are thinking that, who are they? They're nothing but a bunch of Nazis and mind control idiots serving the dark side. Vaccines should be illegal. There is no reason for them, and I hope I'm getting the message out. Now, I got another message for you. This is an educational show. It's called Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Tom Edison, the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States, because I've got knowledge, you know, and I know how to solve problems. President of the United States is the easiest job in the world. Not the lies they've been telling you it's so hard. You know, it's the easiest job in the world because you have so many people under you that you can order and instruct to perform tasks, including the Congress. You know, those who love President Trump, People like him because he's not a phony politician and because he's been able to accomplish something. But he doesn't know how to rule over the Congress. You just give me 5 minutes and I'll have them congressional people actually doing some work. Both parties. We'll cut out this nonsense tit-for-tat things because I had to take command of the situation. That's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. From day one, I'm not going to be, the guys come in with the nuclear codes and stuff like that. You know, they got to tell me all that stuff. And then when we're done with that, I'm going to start giving the orders immediately. And I'll get to know them on a personal level, and I'll say, this is what I want you to do, you to do, you to do. Now you give back to me tomorrow. And then I'll do the same thing with the Congress. You know, I've got it on my website. Check it out, 2020, PresidentTomEdison.com. It's there. You can find out all the info about it on the BBS radio. Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m., connect the dots. Just start clicking on the name of the show. Click on my name, Tom Edison, and it'll take you to all the stuff relating to my run for the presidency. And my website says it all. It proves that I'm bringing more to the table than anybody who ever ran for president of the United States ever did. Anyone, period. And that's what makes me the most qualified. Plus, if you listen to my show, you know that I know what I'm talking about. I don't hesitate. I don't have to think about it. And I know how to take command of the narrative and command of any situation, too. I've done it thousands of times in my life. That's it. You know, I proved it to myself that I could do it. I don't have to prove it to anybody else. I'll just do it now. You know? It's as easy as Jesus explained in the Bible. You don't have to think about what you're going to do or say. You just go there, and you'll be given what you need to do what you need to do. And you don't have to think about it. You just have to live it out. It's really that easy when you've done your homework, got the knowledge. And that's why everybody who's going to go vote in the 2020 election, you know, should vote for me. I'm going to be a write-in candidate, which means you've got to write my name. And the only reason I'm doing that is because that's the only way to beat the big guys, because they don't believe it can be done. But you, the American people, have to help me prove them wrong. It can be done. And that's exactly what we need. We need to get away from the Democrats and Republicans, all the political bullshit. And that's what it is, you know? And they're all ruled by bribe money, and they all work for the lobbyists, and some of them work for the New World Order. We have those traitors in our government, too, yes. In fact, the U.S. government's been commandeered. That's why they don't fix anything, because the New World Order wants to destroy our country, and they want to make sure that the government of the U.S. is sufficiently bribed so they don't do anything. Come on, you know, people went out and voted for Trump, the border wall. Well, where's the wall? Why isn't it up yet? Come on. You know, somebody who knows how to get things done like me, the wall could have been put up in a couple of months for like one-tenth the projected estimated cost. It's just a con artist game they're playing with you. They're going to, as the saying goes, pussyfoot around with this, he'll still be promising the wall by the time 2020 runs around. And one side will be blaming the other. Hey, you know, I put the offer out there, but everybody is so damn unresponsive, you know. State governments, they're almost as bad as the federal government. Come on, how many states we got there? Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Four states. You could have built this wall yourselves if you knew how to be responsive to people like me and say it's really quite easy to build, quite easy to fix the revolving door. Pedro's revolving door, where he just keeps coming in, It gets caught, goes back, and comes back in again through the revolving door. Well, you know, it's not that difficult to fix. Problems are easy. When you know how to solve problems, I'm a problem solver. Problems are easier to fix than people think. It's just the problem is, the real problem is the people in charge, the authorities, they haven't a clue what to do because they have no real experience in life. Again, that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the president because I have all the experience dealing with all types of people and all the, I've worked in all the poor neighborhoods and amongst the people that are not wealthy, and I've learned what the real reality of street life is all about, something politicians know nothing about, you know? So I'm saying, hey, make America great again, yeah, but in 2020, do it with somebody who knows how to make America great again. Yeah, it's a great slogan, hey, you know, as far as I'm concerned, hey, if Trump wants to, still has something to offer, yeah, he can be part of my team, and anybody else who has something to offer. But regular people, too, what about the Native American Indians? They have a lot to offer, but they never get up there because, you know, the Democrats and Republicans really don't want them, you know, and they need a few lessons themselves in being responsive. I try to help Native American people out. You know, in order now to return a phone call, well, don't expect too much help if that's your attitude, you know. But I've tried, and so much for that. But I'm planning on winning this next election, and you ought to think about seriously supporting a real person running for president. A real, what was the last real person we had? I don't know, George Washington. We can't even say Kennedy because he was a rich boy. And he wasn't as smart as he thought he was. Come on. He really talked himself into getting killed because he was big-mouthing all what he was going to do to people that he saw. Yeah, they were no good so-and-sos in the government, but he should have known better, you know, not to telegraph your punches because eventually too many people were getting worried that he was going to do things that were going to upset their apple cart, and so they got rid of him. That's the way it's done, you know? So, who can we say the last real president? George Washington. You know, he was out there battling people, you know, face-to-face. Even though he was a Mason, okay, but there's good Masons, too. Only the super hierarchy of the Masons are the ones that serve the demons. So they say, what do I know? I'm not a Mason, nor do I want to be one. I mean, I've gone to a Mason group once, and then I went to a Rosicrucian thing once, and I couldn't believe, you know, it's for ignorant people. I couldn't believe. I asked them a few questions because I know quite a bit, and they didn't have a clue what I was even talking about. Well, you can bet I never went back to these places, but it was interesting to see what they want to start you off with, close to nothing, and drag you along for years and years and years and tell you just a little bit, which adds up to totally nothing compared to what a knowledgeable person can know today. So anyhow, listen, parents, school has started. Most of you are sending your kids to school that has too much radio frequencies. Their DNA is being affected. They might become sterile, and they certainly could get brain tumors from the amount of radiation in the classroom that they're being subjected to. Now, there was just something recently on Twitter. Family mothers and fathers, too, and their children at a local school somewhere in England, over there in the British Isles, Great Britain, United Kingdom, somewhere over there, they were protesting and threatening to take their kids out of school because they put a broadcasting antenna right in front of the school, right in front of the park, across the street from the school. And there were happened to be knowledgeable enough to know that this is subjecting their children to too much dangerous frequencies. And, of course, whose idea was to put these broadcasting antennas so close to children? The people that wanted to depopulate the world, if we can call them people, creatures, maybe, are behind this New World Order, which is run by evil creatures from other worlds. And, you know, they have rich members of this world, or members of the New World Order, you know, like Bush family, Rockefellers, Bilderbergs, Rothschilds, I think he's the king, NWO man. Soros, you know, we know who these people are. And a lot of other people, I don't want to waste my time going through the list, but supposedly the Galactic Federation of Light is going to eventually show their face on the surface of the planet here and arrest these despicable creatures, some of them masquerading as humans and they're actually like reptilians or something. We know they're there, but we have to concentrate on other things. But parents, you better get yourself an electronic meter, a microwave meter. You can go on the internet, find out who's selling them for what price. The basic price is about $370, I think, is the cheapest model you're going to get that's going to be worth anything. And they got more expensive models. If you have the money to spend, buy the more expensive one. But, you know, do an inquiry what's going to be beneficial. But since I bought my meter, it's unbelievable. So how many areas already, and we're only with the 5G system, are like all people are getting over-radiated, cooked, if they're in the same area. Major streets in Manhattan, like 34th Street, or the Avenue, 8th Avenue, or 7th Avenue, you walk down there with the meter on, you are being cooked in a microwave soup as you walk down the street. And, you know, especially people that have jobs where they're hanging out in the street there all day long. You know, traffic, police, or other people, you know, food guards or something like that. These people are getting cooked and they don't realize it. And your children are getting cooked in school unless you need to prove to yourself that either they are or they aren't. And the only way you're going to find that out is to get yourself an electronic meter, you know, a microwave meter that's going to tell you where it's too much. And you might be horrified when you go in your child's classroom and you find out the needle is off the register and it just can't register anything more because the meter doesn't go that high. And this is only the 4G, but schoolrooms are loaded with the Wi-Fi's in the ceiling. Wi-Fi puts out strong negative, bad for your health energies, and they're advertising as something good. Well, don't just take my word for it. I'll tell you, there's an excellent video by YouTube, Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, and he talks about the frequencies in the school, and he talks about the insanity of the 5G, because it's not just one notch up, it's like going up 100 notches. They're just calling it 5G, but vibrating your water molecules at 92,000 times a second, does that sound normal? Does that sound dangerous? You bet it's dangerous. And this is where they want to take us all and subject us to. It's all part of the depopulation. You know, the chemtrails aren't killing us fast enough, so they've come up with another idea. And we still ought to be complaining about the chemtrails, but this is even more deadly than the chemtrails, and we'll get us sicker way faster, way, way, way faster. Some people might be getting cancer in a couple of weeks. Could be your children, parents, you are a parent, and your child is going to school, you have to get yourself a meter and find out. And don't ask the school people if it's safe, because they will just lie to you. First of all, they're idiots, you know? They have to be idiots. They're teaching your kids how to be worker slaves. They don't understand that the ETs are already here and they're trying to get you ready to land and make the event happen and bring us out of this slow vibrating three-dimensional realm. Because when you go up in the dimensions, the frequency has to increase. You know, that's the thing with the, that's the realistic translation of the higher dimensions. I explain all these things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're listening to my voice, you should go out and buy this book and become an educated person. It's your stepping stone to become aware of many, many things that you're not aware of yet. Couldn't be. If you're listening, if you just turn on the boob tube, or if you just, saw a few science fiction movies, you still don't have it explained. I explain these things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, I explain about geometry, about the importance of frequency. You know, everything has its own frequency. The connection with the chakras. This is the dimensions. You know, I explain dimensions better than anybody ever did, because the true explanation of the dimensions is higher means faster vibrating. You know? And there's a repeat of the cycle. Like when you hit, that's why they say music is the universal language. Of course, I'm going to make it more universal when you gain understanding. If you hit a C note, middle C, 256 vibrations per second or something like that. It not only vibrates in this dimension, it vibrates in other dimensions. As a C note having a common denominator. All the C notes and all the have a common denominator. Whether it's 256 cycles per second or whatever, 256 hertz, people are now talking about, the A note that was changed to 440 cycles per second, 440 hertz, the proper frequency for an A note is 432 hertz. You got a guitar, tune your A string to 432, you got to get a meter that calibrates, shows you the frequency vibrations. Don't try it with a pitch pipe, because a pitch pipe might be tuned to 440, and you'll never be able to tell. You need something with a meter on it. Requires a little more money, but they're out there. I use one, but you got to buy it, and then start playing music that's in sync with the universe. Certain frequencies are in sync with the universe. And then when you hit that A note at 432 vibrations per second, it will resonate in all the dimensions simultaneously through a common denominator, whether it's 432 or multiple numbers that make up 432. But there will be a common denominator that will connect them all. Now, stuff like that is explained in my book. Plus, there's philosophy in my book. You know, that's why I advertise. It's a teaching tool. Connect the Dots Theory. It's a teaching tool. You know, I've made, I'm proud of what I put in the book. I've made some fantastic philosophical statements, like people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. Well, now, if we could just put that one statement and apply it to everything, all the laws in existence, and get rid of most of the laws and just have some respect and understanding for mutual understandings, we could get along a lot better. The inflexible laws were created by the false gods, the demons, and the unspiritual idiot creatures of the universe that don't understand about getting along, don't know about serving fellow men, don't understand about doing good. They just don't understand. And the only way they know is might is right, and that's why they create inflexible laws. And we need to, our society needs to break away from all of this. We don't need government. Yeah, that's right. We don't need government. We have so many private agencies in place on the planet now. Why do we need government? We don't. They're nothing but a bunch of grandstanders, money grabbers, bribe takers, and messer-uppers of situations, making all the bad decisions all the time because money always makes the wrong decisions. Well, almost always. But that's where we're at. I mean, if there was one thing all governments could do to serve the people of this world, devolve themselves. what's your point? That's it. That is my point. We really don't need government anymore. It's obsolete. We've got obsolete government, obsolete politicians, and obsolete legal systems suppressing us all. Well, I've spoken the ugly truth. So much to that. And, of course, there's the stupid movie industry, overexposure to killing and violence. And we need a new movie industry. It's actually quite simple. All it takes is a little imagination and money, and very little money, actually, because the sophistication of the digital equipment makes it feasible to make fantastic movies on a low, low budget. You know, I keep asking for people the partnerships. I'm the inventor. Again, this is why I'm running for president. I invented it. I ran for president in the last election, too. I invented the new economy. I had it ready for the last election, but nobody seemed to care. Yeah? The new economy is based on partnerships where people get paid for the actual work they do. The man out in the street digging with the shovel makes the most money. The man who just sits in an office and makes decisions, he makes the least money. And that's the way it should be. The people doing the actual work should be making the most money. And that's what's fair and just. We make things fair and just. Everybody gets along. Everything's fine. That's the new economy. Now, we don't want we need to get away from this idea I'm going to work for a corporation and they're going to pay me for 8 hours a day. First of all, if the workload was dispersed properly, all of us would only have to work maybe 2-3 hours a day, if that, maybe even less. But it's not fair, you know? We got people working 1-2 jobs, 8-hour shifts, 16-hour shifts, and there's those people that do nothing. Collect money, live in lap of luxury. Well, that's what we know needs to change. And how did it get this way? It's those damn rotten bad ETs. You know? Three-headed hydra snakes with tentacles and creepy insect-looking creatures related to Rodan and Godzilla. what can I say? That's it. You know, I've spoken the truth tonight, and I hope I've enlightened a few people. But, hey, next time you see a pyramid, a picture of the Great Pyramid, remember there's two strings passing underneath that give it part of its magical connection. And the gentleman in the previous show, they were right in saying, that's why we shouldn't move objects from their original source, because if there was a reason for putting that monument or building at that particular location, the people who put it there knew that that was the ley lines were there, the energy from the water in motion was there, and that's what made it a good place to put it. And you take it up and you move it somewhere else. That great building has lost its living energy. I can understand that. And then there's other objects, you can move them and they still function, especially anything with a pyramid on top of it. You know? It's an automatic broadcaster receiver. I explain it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, plus, I talk about, you know, the importance of the chessboard. Do you realize that the chessboard is more than just a checkerboard or a chessboard? It represents RNA, DNA, RNA sequencing. You know, there's actually, it's something called the Deca Delta system. And it's used by the Brotherhoods of Light for a genetic blueprint coding of mankind in conjunction with the fire letter unfoldment of YHWH, the unspeakable representation of God. And that sacred grid letter system uses 6 chessboards of 64 squares, or 384 different components available to create the DNA, RNA of life forms. I know that's more than you want to know, but this is the kind of knowledge that is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, we're getting near the end of the show, and I got to mention, you know, if you wanted to call in, it's too late now, but the number was 888-627-6008. But I hope I've enlightened the audience with all this important information, you know, that ties it all together, connects the dots of life, music, love the vibrations that penetrates and vibrates throughout the universe, and you can project it from your heart and your mind in unison and project love, because projecting love will gather love. And I've tried to do that with my songs. Hey, again, surf the BBS radio network. Go down to my show, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots. You know, click on the name of the show, click on my name, it'll take you to all the different places, it'll take you to my presidential website, it'll take you to my CD Baby link, my 2 albums, my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. I mean, there is jewels of information contained in these songs. I've got the song Jerusalem. It gives the solution to the problem between the Israelis and the Palestinians. There in the song. But, you know, as the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And if two parties don't want to really solve the problem, I guess they won't solve it, but the solution is right in that song there. Check it out. Buy it. Help support my presidential campaign. I'm doing this without a dime in my pocket, really. I live from day to day, but I'm doing it on the basis that the people might wake up and realize it's time to vote for a real person. And anybody who's a Democrat or a Republican is a phony politician. These are the people that made all the problems. Don't even think of voting for a Democrat or Republican in the next election. These are the people that created all the problems. So wake up, everybody. Hey, and tell your friends to listen to my show next week. And I'm going to end the show just like I end every show. I do the countdown, and then you hear the fantastic lead guitar solo to my song at the end of the song of mine. Are you the party in kind? Ask that tough question. You have to answer that yourself. hey, you can buy just that song for 99 cents at CD Baby. That's what's good about CD Baby. And followed by my anthem song for everybody who ever wanted to be somebody in life, called I Gotta Be Somebody, and I'm singing my story there. Hope you appreciate it. On the survey here at BBS for like over 60 weeks already. So, okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and we're going to take it away. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it is clear to me.